Hi, kids. This is Rabbi Shmuley Socks, and it's so great to be here with you right now. I'm so glad that you chose to listen to this audio presentation about one of my favorite festivals. Of course, if you've been around me before, you know I say that about all of them. You know why? Because they're all so incredible. They teach us so much about Hashem and so much about His plan for our lives, and we get to grow closer to Him and to each other. So, just like so many other holidays, it's just another time to get together, eat food, and draw closer to each other and to Hashem. Okay? So, I have a really interesting question for you. Do you believe in miracles? And you might be asking, what are you asking that question for, Rabbi Shmuley? Well, I'll tell you. It's one of the themes of Hanukkah. And, you know, that theme is remembering the miracles that happened over 2,000 years ago. Now, you might be asking, why are we worried about that 2,000 years ago? Well, because Hashem knows that we're selectively forgetful. You might be asking, what does that mean? Well, that's a good question. So selectively forgetful means that we tend to forget the good things that happen to us, you know, like when somebody does something really nice for us, you know, say maybe, a family member gets you a nice gift or something, you know, even though you appreciate the gift and you really like it, a lot of times you forget who gave it to you. But it also is when somebody does something really nice for us, a lot of times we forget about it. But somebody does something mean, like takes away your toy, or says something really mean to you on the playground, you remember that, don't you? It's just easier to remember the bad things, unfortunately. So, Hashem has us keep the festivals so that we can remember all the good things. So for every year, we keep all of these special festivals. That way there, we can actually remember the good things that Hashem does for us and for His people. So we celebrate times like Hanukkah and other holidays for that very reason. Okay, make sense? So, are you ready to learn more? Good job! I'm so glad to hear that you're ready to learn more. So I want you to listen with your ears and open up your hearts, because we're going to learn a little bit more about Hanukkah, okay? So, what is Hanukkah? Well, just to go ahead and be clear, it's not the Jewish version of Christmas, as some people think. In fact, it's actually 200 years older than Christmas. Well, it's been around a long time. And so here's the story. Nearly 200 years before the Master, pagans known as the Syrian Greeks invaded Israel and they took over. It's kind of like when you go to the playground and you get that bully that shows up and says, hey, this is my sandbox, or this is my swing or my slide. They kind of did something like that, only they weren't kids. And so they took over. They destroyed entire towns and cities, and even worse, they destroyed Hashem's temple. And they made it into a place where they worshipped their god instead of Hashem. Oy, gewalt, is that awful or what? Then, as if that was not bad enough, they made the Jewish people stop practicing the Torah and the commandments, and they forced them to turn away from the covenant that God had made with them. Oh, that's so sad. They would not let them read the Torah or keep the Shabbat and the festivals. They would not let them circumcise their sons. And if they did, they'd kill them for it. Oh, my. What a bully. Everything that Hashem said was holy, right, and good was hated by the Greeks. Instead, they wanted everyone to look and to act just like them. Then, the priestly Hasmonean family, that was their name, the Hashmoni, they were led by the high priest at the time, was Mattathias. And they rose up against them. And then Judah, his son, actually finished what he started. Because sadly, his father died before they could finish driving out the Greeks. So Judah took over, and with his trust in Hashem and his reliance on Hashem's guidance and endless miracles, this little tiny Jewish army drove out the entire Greek army. Ho ho! Can you imagine that? And believe it or not, this army was like 10 times the size. That means like for 10 Greeks, there was one Jew chasing them off. Wow! That's kind of like if you were playing tag and you were running away from 10 people who were it, and you're the only one who wasn't it. Oh, that would be hard. But they did it because they trusted Hashem. Now, after they drove them all out, they go ahead and they start repairing everything. They fixed Hashem's temple, and that whole process took quite some time, and they finally got to the point to where they could start doing things in there again, and they wanted to light the menorah. The problem was, there was only enough oil to do for one day, but they decided to trust Hashem. And so, they went ahead and lit the menorah for one day, and then they hurried to make the oil. It took them 8 days to make that oil, and it's not just any kind of olive oil that you buy at the grocery store. This is some really, really cool stuff, really, really special, and really expensive. So it took them 8 days to make it, and then they found that each day, when they were worried about that lamp running out, the whole menorah running out of light, they would go and they would check it. It was still burning! It hadn't run out! That was so exciting. And so then it was one night, two nights, three nights, it was still burning. Then four nights, oh, it was still burning. And then five nights, and then six nights. Surely it's going to burn out after the sixth night, right? No. And then the seventh night, and then eight nights. And they came in with the new oil, and guess what? There was still oil. It didn't go out. And isn't that amazing? And so they celebrated the festival of this rededication of the temple for 8 days, because that's how long the oil lasted when it should have only lasted one. Oh, wow. Now, Hanukkah is not the only name for this festival. We also call it the Feast of Dedication and the Festival of Lights. And now you know why. Because they rededicated the temple after God saved them from the Greeks, and God allowed 1 day's worth of oil to last 8 whole days. So what does this remind us of? We don't want to be the way the world wants us to be, because it's not good. Just like Mattathias and Judah Maccabee, we want to be as Hashem wants us to be. So Hanukkah is a time for us to remember to say no to what the world wants us to be, and yes to what God wants us to be. It is a time for us to shine bright with the light of our Master the Messiah. Isn't that exciting? Alright, so our next episode, we're going to talk a little bit more about how Yeshua, our Master, and Hanukkah are special together. Alright, we'll talk to you later. Shalom!